Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
Helen Mannion joins me from Evergreen. Helen, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. We're looking all about gout this week, Helen. And is there anything good for gout in Evergreen?
Like gout is a form of inflammatory arthritis. So it affects your toes and your feet and your knees. And it's pretty common, actually. And it's painful, and the swelling and the inflammation there. So when they come into us in store, they've already been diagnosed. So obviously, no matter what you try, you keep your doctor in the loop so he knows in case he has to add kind of further medical treatments and stuff. What you want to do is you want to flush out those uric acid crystals that are at the joints, and lots of water, cherry juice. And when people come in store, they have Googled it. So it's cherry juice, nettle and celery. So any combination of those. Cherry juice is probably, I would think, the one I get the best feedback on, because it's anti-inflammatory, lots of antioxidants. So whether you want to flush out the uric acid crystals that are kind of causing the problems, whether you're training and you kind of have like a muscle stiffness, muscle soreness, whether you want to help extra help with sleep, because cherry, the Montmorency cherry, is really a good source of melatonin. I think the cherry juice, cherry capsules, cherry juice, lots of water, cold compresses and a bit of patience, maybe watch certain foods that might not be helping the recovery, like your sugars and your alcohols and that kind of thing. But yeah, I would commit to always go cherry juice, lots of water, a little bit of patience, and if it gets aggravated or doesn't get any better, go back to your doctor and see what he can do for you.
Okay. Now, what would help a dry mouth that's worse first thing in the morning?
Yeah, we get customers in all the time and they have certain conditions or certain medications or certain situations or maybe, like say, sleeping habits that kind of induces or causes a dry mouth. And it can be temporary, it can be permanent, it can be constant, it can be very uncomfortable and very distressing. Because obviously it's with them all the time. In store, what we can do is we look at certain things that might help, maybe give them some relief. So we have chewing gums and mints that would have xylitol, a really nice sweetener that doesn't kind of cause any kind of irritation or any kind of side effects. But xylitol is antibacterial as well. So you imagine if you have got a dry mouth, you're not producing enough saliva and that can affect your oral hygiene, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Some customers find, and those gums can be really, really helpful. Some customers find lots of water can help, and some find ginger tea, because ginger can stimulate your saliva.
Okay.
Sometimes there are other options, but I would go with the ginger tea or the chewing gums with the xylitol to see how that would work for you.
Right. Now, a listener says, my husband has psoriasis on his legs. Have you anything in Evergreen that would help?
Yeah, like the psoriasis is a hard one too, because you don't really know what causes it a lot of the time. There are maybe certain flares that might be like cause kind of a an issue. And those itchy, scaly kind of patches, you want to get the redness down and you want to get make the skin more moisturized and maybe kind of calm the itchiness. So the two main things over the years that I've found that I get the best feedback on and that kind of can help, especially with mild psoriasis over a couple of months, would be omega-3 oils. You can get it in the diet, your omega-3 from your fish oils, but actually the supplements are very convenient and you can get them a nice kind of strong omegas in there. They can help with the inflammation, they can help many benefits in the body anyway, but they can really improve your symptoms. So the itchiness, the redness, soreness, and helps kind of start healing them up. A lot of maybe research out there lately that maybe low levels of vitamin D3 might be an issue there as well. I have actually an omega-3 fish oil in the shop that has vitamin D3 and omega-3 in the one capsule. Mm-hmm. And I think I would go with that. There's certain things you can do. Stress can aggravate it. There are lotions and potions you can try, and we have loads in store. But I think the omega-3 with the D3 could be a really good 3-in-1 solution, see how you get on with for mild psoriasis.
Right. Another listener says, I have an 8-year-old with seasonal allergies. What would you recommend?
Yeah, the hay fever kind of came out with the kids there the last couple of weeks. And it's kind of really common anyway. And it's basically to find a solution that might help to get you through to the end of hay fever season, which basically will be maybe, I'd say, August. What I found best over the last, maybe the year anyway, we have a range that you can apply topically. So your nasal sprays, eye drops, eye sprays. And they have this natural moisturizing safe molecule called Ectone. And what it does is it kind of helps moisturize, but also if you've got an irritated mucous membranes, but also helps to help to protect. So when you come in contact with the pollen, it's basically, there's a shield and a barrier up. So the pollen doesn't kind of get near the cells and kind of cause the histamine reaction. And they have nasal sprays, they have eye drops, they have eye sprays, and whichever way the pollen's kind of coming in contact with your immune function, it can really help there. Lots of other things for everyone, drops, cheese, tablets, lots of different things that might help as an antihistamine. But for an 8-year-old, I would do something like that. So when they're off outside playing, they can have a barrier either on their eyes or on their noses that might help to stop the pollen becoming an issue for them.
Okay. Now, my mother is recovering from shingles. What can I give her?
Yeah, it doesn't say what kind of symptoms are there or what is the main issue. Shingles are really common. We had a couple of staff members, young staff members, that had them over the last couple of months. So it's at all ages. And the thing about it really is to catch it before it becomes a big issue. It could be 7 to 10 days with the blisters, another couple of weeks with the healing. So what I would do is, we have some really nice like creams and oils. And what they'll have is St. John's wort. And what St. John's wort will do topically, it's an antiviral, but it's a really good healer for nerve pain as well. So depending on what, if there's pain there, what scabs are there, come in to us and we can go through options, a lot of calendula, a lot of really nice creams that might help. And then it's quite stressful, whether stress has brought it on or whether the symptoms are quite stressful, or having the actual condition is quite stressful because you don't know how bad it's going to be. So what we would do is put you on a tonic. And what that will do is help with the energy levels, help maybe with disrupted sleep, help with maybe immune function. And it depends. So it's quite individual depending on the customer. But come and have a chat with us and we can see what's the best fit for you.
All right, Helen Mannion from Evergreen. Thank you for joining us on Galway Talks.
You're welcome.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.